Each week at this time, this station presents Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's been a lot of talk about transportation funding this week in Harrisburg. The governor, of course, has his own plan for where the money would come from. A lot of House members were in Harrisburg talking about it. What's going on with this? What's some of your observations on the problems Pennsylvania faces?
Transportation funding is one of those major issues that we're looking at right now in our special session. And this week, Secretary Beeler from PennDOT and the Rendell administration released their proposal for transportation funding, which includes a new 8% tax on gross profits of oil companies doing business in Pennsylvania. This is something that the Rendell administration has pushed for in the past, and we were able to defeat. Now he's making another run at it and estimates that it would raise $576 million in the first full fiscal year. The Rendell administration is also looking at a variety of license, registration, and vehicle fee increases. For example, they want to raise a four-year driver's license fee from $21 to $25. The annual registration fee for a passenger car would increase from $36 to $49, and the fee for a certificate of title would increase from $22.50 to $31. So obviously, the administration is looking for fee and tax increases for additional transportation funding. But the problem is nowhere in the administration's proposal did they ever reference greater efficiencies, cutting costs, making do with the revenue that we have. And I think that's where we have to start. We're in a situation where we have to assess where every transportation dollar is going right now and make sure that we're spending those dollars in a wise manner before looking at tax increases or fee increases. We know that we have transportation issues, but you have to get a handle on where the money is going right now before automatically looking to taxes and fees. And that's certainly what my position is. And I've advocated for additional cost-saving measures, public-private partnerships, looking at rolling the Pennsylvania Turnpike Commission into PennDOT. Why do we need two separate agencies? And really looking at cost-cutting measures before looking at tax increases. And I think that's where we have to start.
There's also a lot of talk about gas drilling and its effect on groundwater in Pennsylvania. I understand there's some legislation that would bring some local agencies back into the mix here in terms of approving drilling applications. What's going on?
Well, there was legislation introduced this week that would reinsert the county conservation districts into the permitting process for certain permits, mainly dealing with erosion and sedimentation control in particular counties. Now, back in 2009, the Department of Environmental Protection took those permitting authorities away from the local county conservation districts and assumed those duties themselves within DEP. And this legislation would reinsert the county conservation districts into that process. And while I think there's probably some issues to be worked out with the legislation, I do think that the county conservation district should be involved in the process. They are the people that are on the ground in each particular county, and it's something that I think we have to take a closer look at.
There's also been some talk about the Pennsylvania instant check system for firearms purchasers. There was a hearing recently held by House Republican Policy Committee. What's going on here?
Well, the policy committee is taking a closer look at this because there are a lot of issues around the effectiveness of the Pennsylvania instant check system and also questions in dealing with how that integrates with the national instant check system run by the federal government. I understand it was a good hearing where they had testimony from a county sheriff and also from firearms dealers and individuals concerned about these particular issues. I know that specific questions came up that were posed to the Pennsylvania State Police, and even the issue that I had worked on in the past with the AR-15s and the Thompson Encore Contenders and how the state police were treating long guns as handguns, and we were able to be successful in fighting back on that particular issue last year. We're very concerned about gun owners' rights and making sure that we protect those rights, and I understand it was a good hearing with a lot of good information.
And there's also an important deadline coming up for emergency service companies to get a little bit of hopefully extra funding. What's going on here?
Well, this is a very important grant program that we've been able to provide each year, and it provides up to $10,000 for volunteer ambulance services and up to $15,000 for volunteer fire companies. The grants can be used for construction or renovation of a unit station, the purchase or repair of equipment, or for training or debt reduction. And the application period is opening on September 7th and will remain open until October 21st. So it's important for all the volunteer agencies to apply for this grant.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report, and tune in again next week at this time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.